not. What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Hello, and welcome to episode 218 of Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we interview politicians, activists, advocates, and others who seek to improve the state of the world. We're here today with three lovely guests, Dr. Andrea Gould-Marks, Jennifer Davis-Page, and B.B. Peters. All three are the co-founders of Boom Goddess Radio, helping primetime women negotiate life. Andrea is a licensed cognitive psychologist with private therapy practice in both New York and Arizona. She is an entrepreneurial coach and the founder of Lucid Learning Systems. Jennifer is a former project manager with Amtrak, the creator of educational videos and president of Journeys by Train. BB is a former account executive with Natural Awakenings Magazine, the founder of Body and Soul Women's Expo, and the founder of Sage Fields Coaching. She's a former chief financial officer for MG2 Architecture and the co-founder of the Network of Extraordinary Women with Jennifer Davis Page, also on this show. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
Oh, we're fine. Thank you for inviting us.
Excellent. I'm so pleased to have you on the show. The first question I'd like to pose will be to BB. BB, what are you currently doing, or what have you ever done to advance the public interest, and why?
Well, right now, with Boom Goddess Radio, we're igniting inspiration in primetime women by providing a platform for connection, because connection is the number one vital resource for longevity and well-being.
Interesting. Number one vital resource. How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, there are studies galore that talk about the value of that and how by connecting and, of course, continuing to learn, which we'll talk a little bit more about, we are able to stay vital and resourceful and overall healthy.
Sure. So, Andrea and Jennifer, maybe could you speak for a moment to our listeners about how the idea of creating Boom Goddess Radio came to pass and how Boom Goddess Radio is facilitating those connections that BB just spoke of?
Well, this is Jennifer. I was very interested. I turned a certain age, and I was feeling that it was necessary for a lot of baby boomers. You know, those are men and women that were born 1946 through 1963. And, you know, we're 77 million strong. It was important as we grew older that we didn't feel that that the world was ignoring us. And so I felt from time to time when I would speak with women my age, you know, they were kind of in a slump, and they were feeling, oh, I'm getting older now, and people aren't paying attention, and they're just looking at us as old ladies. But they still have a lot to say and a lot of wisdom to give. So that's the one thing. When I came to the table with these two beautiful women and we talked about doing Boom Goddess Radio, that was the one thing that I had the interest in, and that was lending a voice and an ear to women over 50.
How did you come up with the idea, Boom Goddess?
Well, one of the ways was because we took boom from baby boomer. This is Andrea speaking. And the other was really to elevate the image of women, particularly boomer women, who have so many resources, who have such incredible education, and really who are in a position to serve the public good, many after retirement, and many, as you know from the statistics, will never retire and continue to further all of their skills on into older age. So we put the two together and came up with Boom Goddess. We're also really concerned with inspiring women. And in my private practice for all these years, women go through transitions that change their lives, whether there's changes in relationship or there's changes in their work status. This generation is always in a process of reinvention. And, of course, the older we get, the more concerned we are about future generations.
So concerned about making connections and inspiring, especially an aging generation of baby boomers who are going through various transitions, either transitioning from their career into being retired or transitioning into a different sort of career or a post-career chapter, epilogue, as you have potentially done with Boom Goddess Radio. And you're seeking to become a vital resource for well-being. How is this radio station of yours fulfilling that need?
Well, besides the actual podcasts and some of our broadcasts, we create projects and programming that address so many of the contemporary issues, be they activism. We participated and made a small video in the Sympathetic Women's March. We were in Tucson. That happened on January 21st, as well as creating ongoing programming to address a great variety of issues of interest to this niche population, this demographic. We talk about friendships. We talk about self-care. We talk about nutrition.
Relationships and love and divorces and traveling alone. And taking up community causes, we did that specifically by establishing a nonprofit called Boom Talk Media, where we will provide those tools that Dr. Andrea just described to women all over the country and the world, where they will inspire them to continue learning, because that is the number one facility that they need in order to be vital and succeed in life. So we're doing so many different things.
So when I listen to the three of you describe what you're trying to do with Boom Talk Media and Boom Goddess Radio, it sounds somewhat similar to what Oprah was doing, except the big difference being that all three of you are moderating these podcasts and producing these Women's March videos and other sorts of programming, and you have come together from such diverse backgrounds, from being a clinical mental health care provider to working in mass transit to working more in architecture and communications. So I'm interested, how is it the three of you decided, how did you even come to meet, and how did you decide to unite your powers and create a project together?
This is Jennifer Jordan. We talked to you earlier in the broadcast about the Network of Extraordinary Women, and Bibi and I were co-founders of that, as we said earlier, and we started in June of 2015. And because we became so popular and the word got around that it was such a wonderful group that met the first Monday of every month at one of the best restaurants in the city, and Dr. Andrea heard about it, and she came to visit that September. And at the beginning of our luncheon, we asked everyone to stand up and introduce themselves, and when Andrea did, she seemed to say all the things that Bibi and I were thinking. So at the end of the lunch, the three of us got together, and we've not been separated since.
There was something about, this is Andrea now, the current media that was going on at the time, the broadcasts that we were listening to, the television shows, which were so sensational and many of them just so silly.
And unintelligent, right?
Yeah. We decided that what we really needed to do was to provide media that would be more thoughtful, more useful, and more intelligent for women in our age group. And so that began to become a shared mission, and we kept and keep refining it all the time. We're constantly growing. We're each of us inspired and in different corners of life, and then we bring it to the table, and we decide what to craft next, be it a video, be it a podcast, be it guests on other people's shows. We're very diversified and glad about it.
So, yeah, you said that there was a hole, there was a void in the market for more useful and thoughtful dialogue, and that it seems that what existed in the market prior to June of 2015 was more sensationalist fluff in a way. I'm paraphrasing there. And so you sort of tried to be present more substance, particularly to women in the baby boomer generation. How do you set about creating an agenda, a schedule of programming? You've mentioned that you speak about friendship and relationship, love, traveling alone. How is it that you came up with these topics, and how do you go about executing upon these and creating new episodes and programming?
I think there are two major drivers, motivators for each of us. One of them is passion, and the other is intuition. So each one of us, I think, is motivated, led by our passions. And that is a fluid kind of contribution. We may get turned on by sadness, by compassion, by empathy in the course of a week, and we'll meet again and decide, okay, this next is going to be a focus. And a good example of that is that Jennifer recently came back fired up about some inequities in the homeless woman's shelter here in Tucson. And before you know it, Bibi and I are infected with that passion, and intuitively we begin to shape what would be an interesting program where we'll be interviewing some of the women in the shelter to tell their stories, to give them a voice about homelessness as an issue, and then one of our programs will attempt to raise some funds.
And then in addition to that, we have this live incubator, you know, in the Network of Extraordinary Women with almost 400 members. And so we run ideas and seek their ideas and input to get a real feeling for the pulse of what's happening in this generation, in this community, in the world as a whole. So we feel so grateful for having that opportunity to take those ideas and those passions to say that other people, other women, are feeling those as well.
So what I'm very interested in this, there's a live incubator with the Network of Extraordinary Women, and I'm interested in hearing about your listenership and how, because it seems like you kind of have a dedicated focus group built in to this podcast, and where many podcasters and radio hosts and any sort of content creators are always interested in figuring out who their audience is and what their audience wants. You have a built-in focus group where you can say, you know, what do you guys think about doing these interviews in the homeless shelters? Is that interesting to you? Is it interesting to listen to these relationships? What have your listeners been saying? What have their reactions been, especially within the context of this incubator?
Well, we've been getting really remarkable comments from our women, and we have, when we talk to them, like over Christmas holidays, we talk to them about, I had a passion for the Gold Star Mothers, and a lot of women did not know what a Gold Star Mother was. So after we talked about it and we described what the Gold Star Family Program was about, and we told them we were going to select a few women in town that had lost their children to war, they were very moved by that. So that's what generated the show Gold Star Mothers. We get a lot of amazing feedback and support from the Network of Extraordinary Women, and they come up with some wonderful ideas.
And so they're hoping for, I guess you're hoping to ignite inspiration is something that you mentioned earlier. You want to ignite inspiration. So when you provide a story about Gold Star Mothers, are you hoping to inspire them by saying, look, life could be worse? Are you saying, okay, look, you go out there and help make a dinner for these mothers who are overcome with grief? Are you saying, you know, here's an example of people who've encountered obstacles and they've had to persist and fight through difficulties and move on? What are some of the, I guess, action items, takeaways? What do you hope your episodes will inspire others to do?
Well, what we do is we back it up with monetary support in any way that we can. For the Gold Star Mothers, there's a national wreath program. There's so many soldiers, men and women, that when it's time for, let's say the holiday season to come, a lot of soldiers go without wreaths on their graves. So there's a national program, and as a result of us shedding light on that here in our town of Tucson, mm-hmm. we were able to raise money for over 150 wreaths. And we took a team of people out to the graveyard. We were a part of the program, and we actually laid wreaths on the graves. So, I mean, it's not just talking, it's doing.
Mm-hmm. So there's always a call to action with your programming, it seems.
Absolutely.
And things like programs like this are both educational. They raise the consciousness and they raise the awareness. As Jennifer was saying, there are many people who had no idea what a Gold Star family goes through or who the Gold Star mothers are. There's another whole layer to this, and that there's sometimes a malaise in people of advancing age who really haven't found their place in the world. They're no longer necessarily stimulated by their own lives on a very local level. So bringing this awareness to these women, it really serves an inspirational function that really lights a fire. And that's really, as Bibi was saying before, that's where the vitality comes from. And we are all about inspiring vitality.
Well, you ladies, all three, are clearly very vivacious and have a whole lot of vitality to boot. I'm sure there must have been someone or some organization, something. Where do you draw your source of inspiration from? I mean, doing it after having careers such as yours, I'm sure life could potentially be exhausting, yet you guys are pushing through and creating, as entrepreneurs later in life, an entire program and multimedia platform requires an enormous investment of energy and talent and resources. I'm sure there's a steep learning curve, having gone through creating a podcast myself. What drives you? What has inspired you to create this platform by which individuals can share their stories and by which listeners can be called to action?
Well, for myself, I think when I turned 50, that was a magical year. I needed to identify three words that would fuel my life and continue to fuel it. And those words were learning, creativity, and purpose. And I sought them out, and lo and behold, Dr. Andrea and Jennifer appeared in my life, and now those three words, I am living them. So those words, that mission of my desire to stay connected and be relevant and engaged and vital, drove me to these two women. So that's my answer. What's yours?
This is Andrea speaking. You know, as a therapist for so many years, one of the things that is a pretty common feeling is that most people, when they're in pain or going through a crisis or a transition, somehow feel alone with that. And that kind of slows them down and kind of brings them sometimes high anxiety and sometimes a low level or a moderate level of depression. And so what was inspiring to me was the idea of bringing those issues out of the consultation room and more into the public arena so that we could really take a look at it from a shared standpoint. And once we felt the connection that we were connecting with people about these issues, that reaction fueled our continued motivation and our continued creativity and sense of purpose. And so it's like we don't get inspiration from the outside as much as we continue to generate from what we accomplish.
When I was back, I did a lot of traveling around America, and I must have one of those faces, because every time I sit down to have a cup of tea or to have a meal, a stranger, because we have community seating on the train, would come and sit. And from dinner to dessert, I would hear very, very interesting stories about their lives. It's always been women that have come and sat down with me. And I just felt some of them were very, very sad stories. Why did they tell a stranger? They told a stranger because they knew that I wouldn't share it with any of their friends, and they knew that they could just vent with me and never hear the story again in a gossiping way. So I felt when I spoke, when I met with Bibi and Andre, I said, you know, there's so many women like that that want to tell this story. And so that's what lit the fire under me.
Jennifer was a mobile theremin. I had this very private and secluded private practice. And Jennifer was traveling around the world collecting stories.
So I'm hearing a lot of common themes. People want to tell their stories and vent without having blowback. You know, there are certain values that we have in life, especially as we begin potentially becoming aware of the ephemerality of our own lives and really trying to seek, well, what is meaningful? I want to do, I want to learn, I want to be creative and have purpose. I've heard themes of wishing to be relevant and not wanting to be alone and being together. I also heard that a lot of what you guys wanted to do was connect over common experiences. And Andrea, you had felt that many of your patients had been feeling alone over experiences that they thought were very much limited to their own individual lives, but were actually quite common. You're trying to, I guess, increase awareness about the suffering and the tribulations and the joys that many of us have in our daily lives. As we begin approaching the end of the podcast, I'd like to ask each of you to elaborate and to reflect on what has been motivating you to advance the public interest, to give women, many of whom you'll never meet, inspiration, to create connections between people that you may never be even aware of. And then what you hope at the end of your career, at the end of your path with Boom Goddess Radio, which we hope is many, many, many years into the future, what do you hope you will have accomplished? So again, for each of you, what are your motivations and what is your legacy?
Okay, so this is Dee Dee. For me, ever since I worked with MG2, the global architectural firm in Bellevue, I was known as the world's greatest connector. And I think that's my calling in life. So I continue to pursue that and certainly connect the women throughout the world. Oh, my gosh, that's like goosebumps times 10. And as far as what I'm hoping that we can achieve after many years of Boom Goddess Radio and the Boom Talk Media nonprofit is to give women to release the fears that they have about technology, to make connection be their important and easy element that can give them that vitality that so many, if not all of us, seek to have.
And this is Andrea. From the standpoint of longevity and well-being, you touched on those words, Jordan, meaning, for life to have meaning, for a person to feel relevant, and for us to have a sense of belonging. That's like the best insurance policy for staying healthy, keeping our anxiety level low, because high anxiety produces lots of reactions that have a negative ripple effect in life. So we want to keep the anxiety low. We want to keep the depression low. And being inspired to activism, to be of use and of help to other people in this world, builds energy and builds aliveness. And I like to think, particularly for women, this is our time. I like to say, you know, we are the people, and now is the time.
Well, this is Jennifer Jordan. There are no new stories. Every woman has a story, and there are no new stories. And what I'd like to do is just shed a light on how to handle certain things. There might be women that are going through divorce and homelessness not having the kind of financial backup that they need to as they grow older, and what should they do about that. And when they listen to other women talk about how they handled those particular stories in their life, it is important. And I would like to be on my obituary, I think I'd like a line to say that she was able to help us all by shedding light on all of our stories and letting us all learn from one another and learn how to cope with the problems that we have. You know, it's important that we just not have a woe is me story. It's important to all of us women to lift up each other and get through it.
And I think that ultimately what we all want is to be remembered as contributors to the greater good in terms of being of service. However whichever modality we use, I think we all want to feel like we've been of service.
So that has been Dr. Andrea Gould-Marks and Jennifer Davis Page and B.B. Peters, the co-founders of Boom Goddess Radio and Boom Talk Media, helping primetime women negotiate life. Andrea being a licensed cognitive psychologist with private practice, an entrepreneurial coach with Lucid Learning Systems. Jennifer, having worked with Amtrak, created videos with the president of Journeys by Train. BB, having worked with a magazine, with the Women's Soul Expo, creating Sage Fields, of being a CFO in an architectural firm, and then also working with Jennifer to create the Network of Extraordinary Women. These three women speak about their work as contributors to the common good, about being the world's greatest connectors and releasing fears of tech and sharing stories, saying that we're all in this together, and they're producing with their show a shared problem solving and an opportunity to shed light on solutions that have been used to approach common problems and to create a forum for learning from each other. Andrea speaks about promoting emotional health and reducing anxiety and depression by sharing these stories and letting people know that it isn't a hopeless situation and that they're not the only ones in it facing that sort of challenge. She emphasizes that we ought to be of use to each other and to help each other, and that's what they're attempting to do with Boom Goddess Radio. Many individuals, society has always had individuals aging within it. And as you age, you become more aware of the aging process and ask perhaps what really life is all about. And these women have sought to define meaning in their lives by creating a learning, creative environment where other women can find belonging and be relevant, realize they're not alone, together, that they're connected, and that they have that they perpetuate a sense of vitality. And even though they may be shifting away from one aspect of their lives, their professional careers, they're now able to, they're very much living a carpe diem mentality and are bringing that vitality to their show. And in that way, in creating dialogue and connections, these three women, Andrea, Jennifer, and BB, are able to create connections, create community, and ultimately for them, that's how they advance the public interest in making the world better for all of us. So, ladies, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure. It seems like you know us so well. Oh, my gosh. This was fantastic. Thank you.
We can't thank you enough, Jordan.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure having you, and I'm sure our listeners have.
This has been another episode of Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we interview politicians, activists, advocates, and others who seek to improve the state of the world. I'll remind you to subscribe on publicinterestpodcast.com and on iTunes. Leave a review of this podcast on iTunes and listen on Stitcher, SoundCloud, CastBox, Blueberry, Player FM, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Should you wish to comment on this episode, you're welcome to leave a voicemail at 240-630-0380. And the first 3 minutes of that voicemail may be played in future episodes of Public Interest Podcast. Should you wish to support the podcast, you're welcome to leave a contribution in an amount that you feel comfortable with at publicinterestpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.